Dave Moore
on Today FM.
This Thursday is a huge night for the country because my next guest is going to take to the stage in Basel in Switzerland for the Eurovision semi-final. Emmy will be representing Ireland with her absolute banger, Like a Party. And don't worry, we're going to hear that in a few minutes. But I'm delighted to say she's here in studio for a chat before the big night. Good morning, Emmy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited to have you here in studio. Congratulations on the song. I love it so much.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, that means a lot to
share. No, I really do. I really do. And your brother is here, Ireland. Hi.
Hi. Well, thanks for having me.
And listen, thanks for coming in. Now, I learned some Norwegian when I was in Russia. I know that's weird. I was in Russia in
random,
the mid-90s. Yeah. Listen, everything about this conversation is random. We'll get on to the random nature about everything. But anyway, so I learned now. I don't remember if I'm saying it right. I'm not even 100% sure it's Norwegian, so I'm going to just say what I remember, and you tell me, does this make any sense, right? So, first of all, jeg elsker deg. That means I love you?
Yeah.
Because I'm very worried I'm going to say a bad word.
Great.
Next one is, jeg heter Bonne fra Irland.
Yeah. Oh, one more time.
I knew this was wrong.
No.
Jeg heter Bonne fra Irland.
Your name is...
Oh, my name is... Yeah, Heather is your name.
Yeah.
Is Bonne a farmer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you say I am?
Yeah, I.
Oh, yeah, I Bonne fra Irland. Okay, so that's where I'm mixing up. Yeah, Heather Dave.
Yes.
Yeah, I Bonne fra Irland.
Yes.
But actually, I'm not a farmer, but I just learned that. And then the last thing I learned, I think, was something about I liked potatoes, is there a word? Shetkoker?
Shetkoker, yes.
What does that mean?
Meat cakes or,
meat cakes? Is that a good nickname?
Burgers of a sort.
Oh, burger.
Yeah. It's like small burgers, but round.
But hang on, I think if you gave me a new nickname of meat cakes, that would be really good. That's my, so Carl, can you write that down? My new nickname is meat cakes. Emmy called me meat cakes. Chef
cooking. Great.
Thank you. And yay. I also love, with all my heart, Elvis.
Oh, they're lovely.
Now, not what did the fox say, Elvis? That's all fine. Everyone knows what the fox, I love their TV show. Yeah. Because I watch it in Norwegian with subtitles.
Really?
Yeah, and I love like the songs like Massachusetts and Stonehenge and all these things. People don't realize how brilliant Ylvis are.
Yeah,
and every now and again, I put up how much I love them. Are on board on Ylvis Soccer. They will say to me like, oh, thank you very much. And I'm like, the guys know I love them. It's amazing.
That's so cool.
That's about the extent of my Norwegian, other than Ole Gunnar Solskjær, of course, who's one of my heroes too.
Oh.
Anyway, so I've exhausted all of my Norwegian. Now it's time to talk to you guys.
Are you a United fan?
I am a United fan, yes.
I see you.
Are you guys?
We're actually Norwich fans.
Norwich fans?
Yeah.
How come?
Well, our dad is a Norwich fan. So, yeah, we just grew up watching games and, you know, it's always been Norwich.
Wow, what an amazing random team to love. It's brilliant. Okay, look, I mentioned at the start that I love Like a Party. I love it so much. It's such a great song. My kids love it, especially my twin girls. They're 10 and they adore it. But what I want to know is, how did a Norwegian end up singing a song about a Russian cosmonaut dog and representing Ireland? That is random.
That is random. You know, I'm a big animal lover, and I just thought her story was so sad. You know, this little dog being sent up in space all alone in 1957. And I just wanted to create her a scenario where she gets to be happy and alive, having her own party instead of, instead of the truth, you know.
Never let the truth get in the way of a good idea or a good song. That doesn't matter at all. What matters is that she's having a party.
Yes.
But how do you end up representing Ireland? This is fantastic, but how does it happen?
We did this songwriting camp.
Yeah.
It was in Norway, but at that camp it was an Irish singer-songwriter writing the song with us.
Okay.
So, we just felt it was natural to send it here.
And so a song about a Russian dog sung by a Norwegian ends up representing Ireland. That is what Europe is all about. I love that. That's absolutely brilliant. And did you know, because this was long before you were born, that the reverse has happened?
Yes.
You know about Nocturne?
Yes.
You know, so this is, I'll remind my listeners. My listeners may not remember this because it was in the 90s, we won Eurovision all the time. Ireland just showed up and we just kept winning and winning and winning. Anyway, in 1995, Norway sent an Irish singer called Fionnuala Sherry, and she sang this beautiful song, Nocturne. Was that in Norwegian? I don't even know.
It's so beautiful. It's in Norwegian.
In Norwegian.
I think Fionnuala Sherry played the violin.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
She wasn't the singer.
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
Damn it. I thought we had flipped the whole thing.
No. It's still. Yeah. It's still, she, like, won for Norway, yeah.
She did. She was there. She won for Norway.
Definitely.
She played the violin. And the violin's beautiful in that song, actually, as well. So it has happened before that people from different countries represent different countries and they win. They win, Emmy. That's what we're all going for. Come here. Let's talk about you. Let's talk about your life. So we only know you because you've come and sung this brilliant song. You're representing Ireland. We love it. But what about you? Like, where did you grow up?
We grew up like an hour outside of the capital in Norway. Our parents and grandparents are actually musicians and songwriters.
There was music in the family all the time.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, brilliant. And then we both, we've both been singing our whole lives.
And do you play any instruments or just sing? Or?
Yeah, you play the guitar. And piano.
And synth, of course. Yeah.
Synth, of course, synth. With his star-shaped sunglasses. You'll see Arden playing the synth, yeah.
I play a tiny bit of piano and guitar, but he's so much better than me at the guitar.
but you're the singer and Arden's the glasses-wearing synth player, you know?
Yes, in this case at least. He actually sings too.
We know enough to write songs. That's the thing about us, I think.
Yeah, with
we know enough instruments in order to write songs, convey our ideas, and then give those ideas to people who actually can play instruments.
It's true. I mean, some of the best songwriters in the world have never been able to sing or play an instrument. Like Michael Jackson famously would walk into a studio, get to a microphone and go, I want drums like this. And he'd go, I want the bass to go doom, doom, doom. And then Quincy Jones would just go and make it happen. And like he'd get the best people in the world to do that. So you don't need to. You just need to worry about singing. That's the most important thing. How are you feeling? Because this week you will go and perform for Ireland. You'll be in the semi-final on Thursday. How are the nerves? Are you guys okay?
Yeah, we're so excited. It's like, it's a childhood dream that we actually had together of like standing on a Eurovision stage together. And now this dream is coming true and we just can't believe it.
Well, we'll watch with so much excitement and we're all behind you. We really, really wish you the best
on
Thursday.
Thank you so much.
It's going to be amazing. Now, I know you've spent a lot of time in Ireland, obviously, over the last few months. You've been here. And we're going to play a little game now called How Irish Are You Guys? So, I've actually got lovely music and everything. So now you feel really Irish, don't you?
Yeah,
yes.
I love it.
Okay. So these are very important, three very important questions.
Oh, okay.
To see whether or not we can issue you with Irish passports, okay? Or at least some kind of a terrible tattoo on the back of your wrist. Or I don't know, something. Okay, so question one. You are driving down a small country road. You see a pedestrian and you slow down. But as you get closer, you realize the pedestrian is your neighbor, Jimmy. Do you A, nod politely, B, give a one finger wave, or C, give a full five-finger hand salute?
Oh, wow.
A, B, or C?
Well, what was A again?
A is just a polite nod. Jimmy.
Okay.
And on you go. B is one finger, and C is the full five fingers.
Oh. And one last thing. What's a pedestrian?
That is such a good question.
Ooh,
I'm just using full English words here. Someone who's just walking down the road. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I should always forget that these people are doing their interview in a second language. You heard how bad my Norwegian is. I didn't even know what meat cakes was.
No, you were good.
A pedestian, yes.
He knew. That was okay.
So he's just walking, yeah.
I'd maybe say A. What would you say?
If you know him very much and it's on the countryside.
Yep.
Then I would maybe say the five fingers, because the further down the country you are, the more personal you become.
Oh, that makes sense.
I wouldn't have done five fingers in the city.
Oh, definitely. We'll go for that.
He's absolutely right, Emmy. Listen to your brother.
Yes.
If you know the fella, it's a five-finger salute. How are you, Jimmy?
Yes. Oh, you knew him.
Yeah, that's him. He's your neighbor, Jimmy.
Sorry, I forgot.
You knew his name, Emmy. You have to know the pedestrian's name.
Fact about me, I'm very stupid.
No, you're not. Okay, second question. You're getting off a bus.
Yes.
And you walk past the driver as you walk out the door. What do you do as you're walking past the driver? Every Irish person does this.
You know what? You were so much better than me at this.
And I took a lot of bus when we arrived here for Eurosong.
Yes.
Yeah, I spent my entire time here acquiring change for the bus.
Okay, yes, because you have to have the exact change. Yeah, welcome to Ireland. Yeah. So what would you do if, as you're the bus is stopped, yeah. the door is open, the bus driver is here, you walk past the bus driver, what do you do?
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, yeah. exactly right. This guy's unbelievable.
Yes.
You must thank the bus driver.
Yeah, of course.
It is very important that you thank the bus driver after every single journey. It's a very Irish thing. So
if you go out through the back, then I just raise my hand.
Yes, you need to do the five finger. Whatever you need to do, or I shout back in, "Thanks, bus driver."
Thank
you just have to say thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, the final question to determine whether or not you can qualify for your Irish passport. We have no rights to issue a passport. Anyway, it's a crisp, dry day in Ireland. No rain is forecast. Do you get up and say, "Ah, sure, it's a grand day for a walk"? B, "Geez, there's great drying out." Or C, "The shamrocks will surely sprout tonight."
I hope it's the last one. I want it to be the last one.
But guess what?
No. Yeah, because they will only grow in the sun, I guess, yes. But I'd say B.
B, there's great drying out.
Yeah.
Do you know what? You're as Irish as they come, ladies and gentlemen. Yay! Emmy in Ireland.
Oh.
3 out of 3.
Yes.
They are the Irish Norwegians. Congratulations. That is a very impressive performance. And we know we'll get an impressive performance out of you on Thursday as well. We are all behind you. The whole country is behind you.
Thank you so much.
Best of luck to the both of you on Thursday. We'll be shouting and screaming, and we can't vote, but you know the rest. We're all behind you.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations on everything. Best of luck on Thursday.
Thank you.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.